What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to activate your biggest potentials and gift and shine your brightest light. And today we're going to have such an amazing show because we have the most bright light shining guest, Hollywood actress Dee Wallace. So stay with us for the next hour. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live each Thursday on 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are deeply honored to have Hollywood actress, but there is so much more to say about her, Dee Wallace, who will share her brightest light with us and talk about her book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. Well, I'm an avid reader, and I can tell you, I have so tremendously enjoyed this book, and I haven't read a more spiritual but entertaining book in the last, I would say, half a year. And I can only say this book is a must for everyone who's even considering sitting in anyone's shadow instead of shining their brightest light. Dee Wallace's wisdom, and I only met her through reading her book, but it's really like I can feel her soul. It is a must. Her journey and life lessons learned in a life of acting are so valuable, and especially in this time when we don't have a choice anymore to shrink but shine. So let me share a little bit about Dee Wallace. She became an icon in the role that would define motherhood for a generation as Mary in E.T., the extraterrestrial. And her 130 films range from some of the scariest to some of the funniest movies ever made. And in fact, as one of the Hollywood's reigning scream queens, I had so to laugh about this, when she was asked how working on so many horror films affected her career as a healer, because Dee Wallace is also an international healer, how that affected her career. And she said, well, it certainly made me an expert on fear. And we're going to talk all about that later. But I want to tell a little bit more. She has starred in 4 TV series in more than 400 commercials, and she is one of the most Hollywood sought-after TV guest stars. She's a beloved acting coach, and she's also an international known healer with 2 global radio shows, a series of healing seminars, and then an author with her latest book, Bright Light, which takes the reader along on her journey, her emotional, spiritual, and professional journey. And even as we cheer for her triumphs and grieve for her unbearable losses, she does not allow you to sit on the sidelines as an observer, but instead you step in her shoes when you read that book. You become like, you know, you learn the lessons while going through the book. She uses her journey as a metaphor for always expanding the lessons she experienced in her own life to a larger wisdom that's valuable for all of us. And she's here. Let's bring her on. Welcome, Dee.
Oh, my heart is so touched. Really, thank you. Thank you for that. I'm so, so deeply honored that you loved the book.
Oh, I mean, I savor the book. I mean, I read it over and I'm like, every time I'm like, yes, 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 yes. This is exactly how I feel it. How even you start the book where you write, you know, this is my story, but this is your story, because we are born with our light and the world challenges that light. And, you know, we either keep shining or we don't.
Don't you think that that's really why we have our light challenged, is to learn that we always have the choice to shine it?
We always do. And I mean, you make that point so well. I mean, in your book, like, you know, how we the creators and how we create our future. And if we don't, you know, if we don't create it, it's created for us.
Exactly. One of my favorite lines is, if you don't create yourself, you become the created upon, because it's all about the direction of energy. And if we are not consciously directing our energy to what we want by the choice we make and how much joy we feel about that choice and the focus that we hold on that, then we're going to have genetics take us over. We're going to have the social media take us over. All the messages of the lobbyists take us, you know. We will not be consciously choosing what our energy wants to create.
It's so true. And I want to go deeper into this, but I ask all my guests, the first question I usually ask is, like, what happens when, you know, we have a soul path that's been calling us forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your old small self and you say hello to your soul. Has there been a moment, like a defining moment in your life when you said, you know, now I open that door and I say hello to my soul?
Yes, and I talk about it a lot, actually, in Bright Light. I've been hurt a lot in the business. As you know, my father committed suicide. He was a drunk all my life. And then before he was 55, my husband of 18 years died from a heart attack. Mm. And at that point, I was shooting The Frighteners.
Yeah.
And I came back and I walked into this house and I looked at my daughter, who was not yet seven. Oh, man, here come the tears. I'm truly an actress, you know. And so I remember at midnight dropping to my knees and going, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back. And I want a way we can heal ourselves. And the first thing I heard through the channel was, use your light to heal yourself. And then the next day, all this information started channeling into me. Words I didn't even know, like fractal, that I had to look up, protons and neutrons and how they work together. And here I am, you know, 15 years later, with an international clientele and healing and three books. But I had to ask, you see, and I never realized how potent that statement was, that if you ask, you receive. So I said, I want a way to heal ourselves, and I've been given it. I've been given the answers. And I can tell everybody the biggest answer is, don't keep looking at your story anymore. In this moment right now, what do you want to choose to create? Be excited and joyful and happy about that and hold your focus on it and stay in your heart. That, in essence, is it in a nutshell, as they say.
Gosh, but it happened very fast for you. I mean, if you at that, you came in, I read, like, you were shooting in, where were you, Australia or New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah.
You came back and you were, must have been so passionate to call for that.
Well, you know, and I don't think it has to be this way. I think we have a belief that it has to be this way, that we have to hit bottom, or we have to go through a trauma, or, you know, leave our bodies in an accident, or all these stories that you hear. I don't believe it has to be that way. I do believe you have to ask. You have to say, all right, in this moment, I will hear my soul journey. I will live my soul journey, and I choose that. That's my direction. And God and the angels and the archangels and the guide and the extraterrestrials and anybody else out there that wants to help me, you come in and support me, but I've decided I'm doing this. Mm. And that's far different than what most of us have been brought up to believe is the world happens and I have to react and do damage control to it.
Right. Yeah. I know you're right about doing damage control, living from, you know, doing damage control instead of, you know, really full out, go
well,
in life.
Well, and that's, you know, that's not creation, is it?
No, it's, and how do you integrate that in your actors? Because as an acting coach, is that how you deeply, we have to look at the time. I think we have one more minute, so we'll expand after that, after the break. But could you start that conversation?
Well, yes. You see, in acting, you know that you have to live in the moment. If you leave the moment, then you really start acting instead of being. And it's the same principle in life. You must stay in this moment of now, and you can't keep going back and going, yeah, but look what happened to me, and look why I'm still afraid, and look why I'm still a victim, and stay in the moment of now and create what you want.
Dee, we will go. We have to go over to a break. And everybody who's here, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have our special guest, Dee Wallace, talking about shining our brilliant light. Stay tuned, everybody. And we're going to be right back.
The international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have the honor to talk with Dee Wallace about her book, Bright Light. But before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you. Could you, Dee, give us your contact information, how people can find out about you, your healing, your teaching, your books, whatever?
You can anything. Find out everything about me at Dee Wallace.com. There's some amazing webinars to download about just about every subject you want to expand on. There's a lot of great free information. There's an amazing past life regression. All of my calendar where I'm going to be both acting and healing-wise and all my offerings. I've got a great workshop coming up on relationships. So I am dwallace.com. And if you order the book through I Am Dee Wallace and write how you'd like me to sign it, I will personalize it for you. Or you can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, or Barnes & Noble in the stores. If they don't have it, they'll order it. So there's my spiel, dude.
Okie dokes. Well, that sounds pretty delicious, I would say. Anyone go there? But Dee, tell us before we hit it off to very deep, soulful topics even further, I want to make sure you talk about your book, Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. Give us the scoop there.
Well, basically, it's a joyous, fun, poignant journey through my career, E.T., and doing The Frighteners, working with Peter Jackson, working with Blake Edwards in 10, and, you know, all the other stuff in between. Of course, Steven Spielberg and E.T. So it takes you through all of that journey of me as a young actress and how I got started and how the universe took care of me. And then weaving through that is, of course, you know, the pain and the mistreatment, if we want to look at it that way from our perspective, the challenges that came my way, and how I lost myself, how I became angry and felt like, you know, the world wasn't on my side, and decided I was going to see the world through that perspective. And, of course, the more you see the world through that perspective, the less the world shows up for you because, as you believe, it's delivered to you, baby Gates. So, and then I explain how I found myself again, how I moved back into loving myself again and empowering myself again, which is what 2012 is all about, guys. It's either do it this year or, you know, hang on to your victimness for a pretty much longer time now. So I wrote the book because if I did it, if I could get me back from the place I was at, anybody could and can. And as you know, the freedom and the joy that's on the other side is so amazing that once you find it, you want to share with people how they can create it for themselves. And in a nutshell, that's what Bright Light's about.
Yeah, and I mean, it has all these inspiring stories. There's so many stories, but so many gems of wisdom as well that I just want to add that. I mean, it's written very poetically. I mean, I can recognize it's written straight from the soul. So it's like this channeled, very, very understandable explanation. Like, for example, maybe you can even talk about that, Dee, where you say about the I am, when you come into the I am statement. What does that mean, I am?
Well, that was probably the biggest discovery of my life, was the I Am principle. And basically, any time we say I am or make a claim that's referring to I am anything, Whether we know it or not, we're directing our energy to create that. So in a very simple way, if you go, oh, you get up in the morning, you go, oh, I'm so tired, then you will give yourself a direction to create more tired. If you say, oh, gosh, I just never have enough money. No matter what I do, I never have enough money. You are saying, in essence, I am a person who never creates enough money. So that keeps you having to be a person who never creates enough money. So the first question I always get was, well, what do you want to do? You want me to lie to me? I mean, the truth is I don't have enough money. No, I don't want you to lie to yourself. I want you to take responsibility for redirecting what you want and claiming what you do. And you have to be conscious about that, guys, because, I mean, you know, we're used to saying what we want from the perspective of what we don't want. Like, we don't want to be sick does not create wellness, right? It holds your focus on sickness and trying to problem solve the sickness. I mean, they always give me the image of that musical with the big plant, Little Shop of Horrors. And the point is, if nobody had fed the bloody plant, if everybody had just looked away from the plant and ignored it, the plant would have died and not eaten everybody. And it's kind of a great metaphor for what we do. Look away from what you don't want to what you do want and focus only on that.
Andy, how did you came to all of this? Was a discovery like gradually, or did that happen in a moment that you really declared, like, you know?
Oh, no. It was a gradual understanding, because I had to understand all the steps if I was going to teach it.
Right.
So when people say to me, I can't, I can truthfully say, oh, yes, you can. And this is how.
Yeah.
And this is what you think you're doing that you're not doing. And this is what you need to do. I've walked through all the steps. I have walked through all the challenges that all my clients hand to me. I've used all the excuses not to expand that everybody uses, because we've been taught that that's the truth. And, you know, to say, you know, I just can't do this is not a truthful statement. We can choose to do anything we want, and we're always in choice about that, but we've got to make the choice.
Right, and if we relate this back to, like, the zero point where, you know, you talk about creating from that blank state, which I love, like, you know, we are the authors of our own book. We, you know, instead of going to the whole history of who we are, like, you know, getting that blank slate. And can you talk about that, that zero?
Well, again, you know, history repeats itself, okay? If you do not want your story to keep repeating in your life, let your history go. They are not going to save you anymore. They are not going to help you anymore. They're not going to make it nice for you.
No.
It's not going to happen. The rape, the abuse, the sodomy, whatever it is that's happened in your lifetime, they're not going to fix. You are the only one that can make you free.
Right.
Let me say that again. You are the only one that can make you free. So you have to choose to take the passion and the responsibility back into your own hands. And let me tell you, what happens in the journey is sometimes quite challenging and daunting. And if you just take it a step at a time, you know, you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You become this empowered, joyful person that other people look at and go, I want that.
Yeah, you know, and it's I believe, like, you know, extraordinary choices creates, I mean, I've seen it, yes, extraordinary challenges, but also extraordinary results. And it's like you said in the beginning, you know, we can choose to create our reality, or just, you know, let it happen for us.
Well, and, you know, the easiest analogy that we all have is that old story, is the glass half full or is it half empty? It's the same glass. It's filled up to the same place. But the perspective that you hold about yourself and yourself and the world in general, is exactly how you will see that glass. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because how you think is exactly what your reality is going to be.
Yeah, and you're still expanding yourself.
Well, yes, and I think the expansion goes on forever, maybe, don't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then I meet you know, I know my soul is three steps ahead of me, you know, bringing up like this big stuff. You're going to do this, yes, great, and then you know, oops, yeah, all right,
yeah, you know. God is all possibility.
Yeah.
Right? And so on one of my shows, somebody called in and said, when will I know that I'm there? And the answer from the channel is you'll know you're there when you know there's no there to get to. It's just constant exploration of energy. That's why we're here. How does energy work? How do I work with energy? How can I create what I want out of the energy? You know, that's why we're here, and it's just one big sand pile, you know, of play.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're already heading back to another break. And for anyone, if you want to live your dream out loud and break through your fear and your procrastination, go visit www.yoursoulguidance.com. I have a 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking today with Dee Wallace about her book, Bright Light, and about way much more and much more about how it's so your time to shine and not hold back anymore, because 2012 is your year. But before we go any further, Dee, can you give people your website, your information, what people can get there? Because it's such a gift for people to open up to that.
Yes, it's IamDeeWallace.com. And again, guys, you can, I welcome you to go through the whole site and just play in it and peruse it. There's some great, great offerings, webinars on every subject that you, money and success, wellness, all channeled information about what we need to know to break through for the creation in all of those subjects of what we want. An amazing past life regression available on the homepage that's free. There's a lot of free things. How to use a pendulum. There's a free pendulum workshop on there because I work with a pendulum. And I have, for example, on the 25th coming up, 2-hour seminar, very, very affordable, on forgiveness, which you and I know how important forgiveness is.
Yes.
And a couples workshop that I'm doing with one of the top 100 top psychics and past life regressionists in America on February 17th weekend. So, yes, I just enjoy you, or invite you to enjoy all the things on my website. There's a lot of information and really a lot of love there to help you shift into loving yourself more, which I know is the basis of everything.
Well, it sounds so giving, Dee, and I know you have the receive-give principle. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that's my word, and I'm determined to get it into the dictionary. Receive-give, well, the easiest way, I love that you asked about this, by the way, the easiest way I can explain receive-give is to imagine a great hug with your best friend. Mm-hmm. You see, you can't just stand there and let them put their arms around you and call it a complete hug. And nor can they do that with you. Well, that's very much the metaphor that the universe uses. We have to reach out and embrace the universe and allow the universe to embrace us back. Mm-hmm. So until you're working from both sides of that complete circle, then you are shutting off the complete cycle, okay, of what we call giving and receiving. It's really putting out and allowing it to come back to you. So just always think of giving the universe a great big hug of love and allowing the universe to hug you back with that love expanded. And it's a simple analogy, but it's a truthful one and a complete one.
Gosh, I can see this. This is so vivid for me. I'm very visual. So, you know, for anyone who's listening, I totally believe in this statement. I mean, I've always felt that the universe truly supports your biggest dreams. And I've seen it over and over in my lifetime in the most miraculous ways.
Yeah.
And it's just the truth. I mean, the universe welcomes you with their arms wide open, but you got to do your steps as well and dare to show up. Do you believe everybody has a soul purpose?
Yes, I believe our soul purpose is to come in and be happy.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And you can get there through a myriad of choices and possibilities. All roads lead to Rome, as they say. And if you just keep asking yourself, what makes me happy? What makes me happy? When you get up in the morning, I'm choosing to do everything and realize everything today that makes me happy. Even if that's baking cookies, getting my toes painted, writing a book, doing healing sessions, whatever that is, put the purpose of happiness and the purpose of you being radiating happiness out into the world, and watch how the universe comes back and gives you a big hug in retrospective.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's very true, very true. I have another question, which I have been thinking about that sometimes myself. I'm a mother of five, I'm a healer, I'm an author, I'm a radio host and all of that. And I have struggled with it, thinking, you know, can you do all of that? But yes, you can do all of it. And you write beautifully about it. Like, you know, you at some point, you're not dividing yourself. You have to get into that feeling of wholeness.
Well, and you know, it's all creation.
Yeah.
People ask me, when is it that I'm the happiest? And it's when I'm creating.
Yeah.
But isn't that what life is? We're creating life in every single moment.
Yeah.
So when I'm writing a book or doing a healing session or teaching an acting class or doing an acting part in a movie, you know, all of that is creating. When I'm having dinner with, you know, my lover, boyfriend, whatever you call them at 63, and my beautiful daughter, I'm creating a harmonious relationship. So as long as I can remember that I get to choose to create in every moment, I'm alive and I'm happy. And I swear to God, people look at me and go, you look younger now. You look the same as you did in ET, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's all this work, because when you're joyful about living, your energy and your body and your aura has to take all that on, right?
Yeah, well, certainly when I look at your pictures, I'm like, how old is that girl? Is she like 40? But she's got this whole life behind her. That's your joy that sparks off you.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And like my grandmother said, age is just a state of mind. If you've left your dreams behind, then you're old. And I've always remembered that. So, you know, if I accomplish one dream, I just create something else, another dream to create. You know, because I think that's what keeps us young and it keeps us vital. And if we're ever going to retire, we still want to keep creating, don't we?
Yeah, and the word retire, to me, it's interesting. You know, retired, it's like the word tired, it has. Like, I think when I'm 90, I'm on my best in my coaching and healing and whatever I do. I think I'm you know, more valuable than any time.
Absolutely. And, you know, I went on tour last summer with Dolores Cannon.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. I mean, she's, I don't know, 84 or something. And she's, you know, she'll come right out and tell you how. And she travels all over the world doing these two-day intense seminars. I mean, never stops. And she just says, I just keep loving what I do, Dee, and I just keep asking the universe to support that.
Yes.
And she's just amazing.
It's so true. Are you sometimes tested, like the universe, you know, you think you claim you know something and then the universe shows up and says, oh, really?
Oh, hell no. actually, it's funny. I just had a couple of those experiences, because I think the greatest thing right now that we can all claim and direct for ourselves is that I am supported and acknowledged justly in this lifetime. And so, of course, as soon as I got clear about that, put it out on my shows and everything, let me back up for 1 minute, because I'd had another healer say to me, oh, you'll get attacked, somebody's gonna, you know, they will, they'll attack you, and they'll say, what the heck are you talking about, you don't know what you're talking, right? I said, in all of the time that I've done this, I have never had that happen. As soon as I brought that on the show, somebody wrote me an email going, you don't do this, and you don't do that, and the same people, right? And you know what that led me to?
Yeah.
Is because, again, as you believe, it's going to be delivered to you. That the collective consciousness has a belief that when they live their truth, they live their authenticity, and they live their light, they will be attacked and dishonored in some way.
Yeah.
And I'm inviting everybody right now, let's create a new belief that when I live my light and I am my authentic, powerful self, I am acknowledged with love, I am cherished, I am held sacred in this world because people know me and see me as the truth, accept me as the truth, and are safe with me as I am the truth. And so it is. I like that one.
I like that one because I think it's somehow people don't feel safe in truly being who they are. And that's where, you know, why we need the empowerment and why I would advise anyone, you know, the book Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting from Dee Wallace, you know, it's just a tribute to all of that, to feel safe and to know that that's where your highest power is. But we're heading for a break. We talk more about this. We're talking with Dee Wallace about her book, Bright Light. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
You You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have the most amazing guest here, Dee Wallace, and she's talking about how we can shine our brightest light and how this is our year. Welcome back, everybody. And I would love to touch upon the subject of healing. Dee is an international healer. And I know, Dee, that started at some point, and as I remember well from your book, Bright Light, that it was your birthday, and you became in touch with your inner healer, I would say.
Well, yes, I was well into the journey of the energetic work, yeah. You know. I had really been asking to truly know and trust my own abilities. Mm-hmm. And for my birthday, my two good friends, we went to Sedona and went to a spa. And one of the special programs that you could pick to do was the equine program. Well, I love horses. I'm very sure that I was Annie Oakley or somebody in another life.
Yeah.
So we went down to learn about the energy interaction with the horses, and I kept being drawn. My energy literally kept being pulled to this horse that was in a pasture way far away and laying down. And so this big old gruff cowboy, 50-some years old, that ran the place, happened to pass me, and I said, "Excuse me, I'm just wondering what's up with that horse over there." Mm. And he said, "Oh, that's my baby. That's my favorite horse, and she's really sick, and we don't know if she's going to make it."
Mm.
And the first thing I heard was, "You can help her, Dee. You have to use your hands and put your hands on this horse." And I'm going, "What?" Because I don't call me a hands-on healer, right? And then, of course, the mind went, "Wait a minute, I'm supposed to be here to receive. I'm supposed to learn what to do." And the voice, I call it the voice, said, "Put your hands on the horse. You can help the horse," right?
Yeah.
So I'm standing there with this very gruff cowboy, and I look at him, and I go, "Well, I got nothing to lose. He can just throw me out, right?" So I said, "Look, I'm a channeler and a healer." I actually owned it in that moment. And I said, "I think I can help your horse."
Wow.
And he looked at me and sized me up, and he said, "All right, I'll bring her over." So he got his horse up, and I want to tell you, I did not have a clue of what I was doing. I only went by what I was told. And he brought the horse, and he stood the horse here, and I'm saying to myself, "All right, what the hell do I do?" Right? And the voice said, "Just go put your hands on it."
Yeah.
"And we'll tell you where to put your hands." So I did, and it was like the Ouija board. My hands just started moving, kind of. Mm. And said, "Okay, now just move the right one here." I was just kind of led, you know. And all of a sudden, I hear this unbelievable sound, like this big train or locomotive coming out of this horse. And I pulled my hands off, and I looked at the cowboy.
No.
And I said, "Oh, my God, I don't know what's happening." And he looked at me, and he said, "Well, prayers are being answered. That's what's happening, you know. We've been asking for that. That means its intestines are all opening up." And so I heard, "Go back and put your hands on this horse," right? And so I did. And then I heard, "Ask the horse what it needs." Mm. I'm going, "Oh, really? I got to do this with this cowboy now." And what the horse said to me is, "I need him to open his heart back up."
Oh.
"I'm doing this so he'll open his heart back up. And something's just happened, and he's made his heart close up, and I need him to open his heart." And I said, "Oh, geez." But I did it. I'm a good dancer. I do what I'm told, right?
Yeah.
And the cowboy looked at me and burst into tears. And he said, makes me emotional because he was such an old gruff teddy bear. And he said, you tell that horse, you tell my baby I got the message and my heart's open now. And so I went to do my thing. All my group was in another corral and everything. So I went in and I learned a lot of lessons there for me. And I came back out and I looked at the cowboy and I said, how is she? And he said, honey, she's eaten for the first time in 4 days. And I looked over and she was eating her hay and, you know, which means her intestines were all open again. I can't even remember what you call it, but I thought, wow, I trusted, and I trusted the voice, and that's all I have to do to trust me.
Yeah.
Is trust the guidance, and then you will learn that you can trust yourself.
Yeah.
It was an amazing moment for me, I got to tell you.
I totally bet. I mean, it's beautiful at some point when we start learning to trust that voice and to just completely surrender. I mean, you talk about a surrender in your book as well. Like it's one of the highest qualities that we, you know, we can exercise. Yep.
You have to surrender to your heart and the message that comes from your heart, because your mind is created to doubt and to question. So we're not going to get there through our minds, guys.
No.
2012 is all about committing to the heart message that you are.
What do you think, Dee, is the hardest part for people in that process?
Well, because we've been taught the opposite pretty much since the beginning of time. Watch out, be careful. Manipulate, question, plot it out. It comes from, we're taught to handle energy from a perspective of damage control.
Yeah.
Instead of a perspective of a trust in the creative process.
Yeah, well, that is, I can't believe it's like almost the end of our show. So
I know. We had a good time.
Oh, it was wonderful. And I'm sure everybody enjoyed it so, so much. So, Dee, can you one more time say your website?
Yes, I am DeeWallace.com. And just come play in it. There's a lot of, it's a playground. My website is a playground. I kind of like that, actually.
Your website is a playground, and it is a free playground.
A lot of the stuff on it is absolutely, definitely free. So, yeah, come on and check it out.
Check it out, everybody. And the book Bright Light is absolutely, you know, if you want to shine your own light, read that book. And for all of you, I can only say, you know, go after your biggest dreams and go to yoursoulguidance.com. Get your 21-day free roadmap to your dreams. There's meditations to shed that devil off your shoulder, how to get into the temple of your soul. It's on yoursoulguidance.com. And I want to thank so much our special guest, Dee Wallace, to be on our show, to make time to inspire everybody and ignite that shining light in you. Next week, we'll be back on Transformation Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, 12 Pacific. Have a great week. And Dee Wallace, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It has been such a joy. Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.